Attention.
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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-522-1164. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-522-1164. 1-800-522-1164.
Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and special, because those are all adjectives people use to describe you. You are just one of the most loving, nurturing, and giving persons on the planet, always uplifting and helping others along the way. And I just want to give you a round of applause. Yay! You know, without you doing what you do, people wouldn't feel good about themselves. And it's that extra touch that you impart upon others that has such a lasting impact. So continue to do everything that you're doing. You make God look great. Well, let me tell you, we are in for a special treat. My mentor and co-host from The Feminine Factor, Deborah Coffer, is here today to talk to us about pursuing our dreams and passions. You know, without a vision for your life and without dreams and passions, you can just feel dead and empty inside. And when I was talking to Deborah about what the topic should be, she said, I want people to feel happy, full of joy, nurtured and loved. And so she's going to talk to us today about how you can feel this way. Deborah Coffer is a mother, grandmother, godmother, sister, cousin, friend, designer, wellness programs for women, empowerment special, spiritual coach, inspirational speaker, missionary, mentor, devout humanitarian, author, and columnist. Lady Deborah, as she is affectionately referred to by those who know and love her, is also the creator of Sister Power, a spiritual arc designed specifically to expand the spiritual growth of all those seeking to ascend to new heights of excellence in all areas of their lives, from the bedroom to the boardroom and all points in between. Ms. Coffer has a BS degree from St. Joseph's College in Brooklyn, New York, where she majored in community health. She loves to cook and has recently begun to make jewelry for both feet and hands. We are getting ready to experience no other than a treat. Deborah, how are you doing?
Lady Charmaine, I am doing wonderfully. I mean, life is good. I am growing and flowing with it, and I have absolutely no complaints. It's all good in the neighborhood, as the saying goes.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so blessed to have you come back on the show. Every time you come, it's like a special treat.
Well, I'm always always pleased to be here to join you and all the listeners and provide whatever pearls of wisdom that God has blessed me with the ability to share.
Amen. Thank you. And, yes, you are a storehouse and of wisdom, jewels, and gems that we love eating up every time you give it to us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So we're going to dive right into your brain cells and get some good wisdom today. One of the things we wanted to know is, how did you get started pursuing your passion of being an author and motivational speaker?
Wow, Charmaine, I have to say I've always loved people, and mm-hmm. I've always been, I guess you'd call them, a caregiver. I've always been a caregiver. You know, I started out as a young girl helping to take care of my younger siblings, and, you know, I took on responsibility at a very young age because my mother was mentally ill and not around, and so I think as I grew older and evolved, I just continued to do what I felt was what I should be doing, you know? So, I mean, it's all about sharing information with one another, extending ourselves, and helping in whatever ways we can. And becoming an author, I think, was a natural progression because as Director of Women's Health Services at North General Hospital at the time, I got to really see a whole different side of wellness for women. And it's not just about our physical well-being, but our emotional, our spiritual well-being. That's something that, as women, we're not taught to really focus on or really pay attention on. Too, you know, we're taught to go to church, we're taught to read the Bible, we're taught to do a whole lot of things that really kind of takes us out of the realm of where we need to be. And what we need to do more than anything in the world is just be connected to God and to allow the God's presence in our lives to guide us. Because, you see, nobody else, not even us, know why we're here, but God knows. And so when we connect on that level, and we get our direction from God, then, you know, there's no more powerful medium. I mean, I tell people when I go into church, boy, I go in shouting hallelujah and praising God in a big way because I just feel God's presence and energy everywhere, whether I'm in church, out of church, in the bedroom, in the boardroom, standing before a group of women and speaking to them, writing a book. God is in everything that I do. So, I mean, that passion came, the passion for writing came as a result of my passion for people and my feeling that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
All right. Now, how hard was it for you to break into the business? A lot of people get discouraged just simply writing their thoughts and completing a book. I mean, you know, they could be in analyst paralysis forever. A lot
right.
of people you run into say, oh, I'm writing a book, and 5 years later, oh, I'm still writing that book, and 5 years
mm-hmm.
later, and they never complete it. How were you able to get over that hump of saying I'm going to do something and completing it? That's a lot of people have passions, but they don't know how to follow through.
Well, you know, first of all, you got to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of time you have to. One of the things I tell people to do is get away from negative people and don't respond to negative thoughts, because
mm-hmm.
that negative energy gets in the way of our creative energy, and so it's very important that we believe in ourselves and that we you know not be around people who tell us we can't do this or you know want to make fun about what our dreams are. You know, God placed those dreams in our minds and on our heart. No one has the right to mock that in any way. And when we allow people to do it or we internalize their negative energy, then it's always going to create a block. And the more negative energy we allow into our lives, that block becomes reinforced by that negative energy. And a person can have writer's block for the rest of their life. Yes, you want to write a book. Yes, you feel like you have something to say. Yes, you're feeling guided to do this, but there's a block, there's a wall there, because so much negative energy has come at you that
mm-hmm.
it has infected how you think, what you believe, and thus is affecting how one responds, how one reacts, and what one does in general.
Amen. And I think you said it best when you said, don't let the negative naysayers get you down.
Absolutely.
Now, breaking into the business, you've been in the business for a long time, Deborah, and I commend you for putting out so many beautiful works of art, literally. That's interesting play on words, but literally they are a great literary work of art, and mm-hmm. their motivation to help you become better. And how do you do it? I mean, it's just so incredible, and you just come up with unique ideas every time. And where do you find it? It's just so, people go to ideas sometimes for mm-hmm. ideas because mm-hmm. they can't think.
Uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
So how do you create ideas from nothing?
I pray and meditate.
Mm.
I mean, constantly. We have to learn to remove ourselves from the hustle and bustle of daily life and get into a space that's quiet, and that will allow us to gather our thoughts, allow us to commune with the Spirit of God. That I always say to people that God is working in us, with us, for us, and through us. But
Amen.
In order for us to feel that connection and understand how that works for us, we've got to take the time away from all the daily craziness, the hustle and bustle of our jobs, the hustle and bustle of our families. You know, I live here with my grandchildren, my daughter, my son-in-law, and we have a couple other little girls, a couple of neighbors' children who, you know, after school they're here because we're here, and so they see it as a safe place for their two girls, and we're all, you know, very close friends, and you know, we've kind of built built a village mentality when it comes to getting through life and supporting and taking care of one another. And so, you know, we really have to take charge of our own lives, get into those places and those spaces that allow us to shake it all off and, you know, just meditate. You know, when I want something or when I need some guidance or when I need some clarity, I always ask God. And in my first book, there's a section that's entitled, Don't Make a Move Without the Nod from God. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I do. If I'm not clear about something, I just hold up until I do have clarity. Because sometimes what God is telling us, you know, sometimes God talks in such an advanced language that sometimes what God is saying to us is not processing. So we have to take the time to process what God is saying to us so that we can understand it and then digest it, embrace it, and then know how to proactively use it for our good, and which works out to be for the greater good of everyone, because if it's good for us, it's going to be good for everyone else. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to like it, because there are a lot of people who are not connected on a spiritual level. You know, they go to church, they, you know, they belong to a certain religion, but they're not connected to God because they don't practice prayer and meditation on a regular basis. And you have to do that in order to receive on that level that takes you to a higher point or place in life.
Deborah, you mentioned several times today about prayer and meditation, and many people are familiar with prayer, but not meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give a quick example on how to meditate for those who don't know what that means?
Well, what I do is, you know, in my prayer, I'm going to kind of give you like a little example. I'll go into prayer. I'm in a quiet space in my house or and generally in my bedroom or, you know, like right now the kids are all out at school. My daughter ran to the grocery store. I'm here alone. You know, so I, if I want clarity, I'll say, God, I really need to understand what you want me to do about this situation. You know, I know what is right, but how do I get that point across to other people? How do I get them to understand at the level that I'm understanding? And then I just quiet myself and wait. I just still myself, you know, and I just wait for the answer. And I always keep a pad and a pen with me because I'm not always going to understand what God is saying, but if I write it down, I can study it and I can meditate on it. You know, meditation for me is not sitting in, you know, going to hum chanting or any of that. I am meditating on a message that I've received from God or that I've received. And, you know, not every message we receive is from God, so people need to understand that. And we need to understand that God represents total goodness. If the message isn't total goodness and it's not from God, then you need to understand where that message came from and, you know, whether or not it is applicable to your life. So, I mean, you use that time, that meditation time to zero in on thoughts that you're having, messages that you're receiving, and seeking clarity. And whatever I get, I write it down, because if I write it down, I'm always able to identify when God is speaking to me and when some other spirit is speaking to me.
Now, so that I get the process correct, you pray and then you become still. Your eyes are closed?
Yes, yes.
Okay, your eyes are closed.
I kind of go into that spiritual zone or that spiritual realm that people, you know.
How is your body position? Is your body, are you sitting down? Are you laying
down? I'm sitting down. At nighttime, I do it when I'm laying down. When I get into bed, I cuddle up under my blankets. The lights out. It's quiet. It's peaceful. I close my eyes. You know, I thank God for the day. I ask God to continue to guide me and in a positive and powerful way to use me and to help me know the difference between when I'm making a right choice and when I'm not making a right choice. When I'm, you know, walking down a path that's good for me and good for others, or that path leading to a dead end or whatever. And then after I, you know, do all of that, after I give thanks, after I praise God, after I, you know, ask for that direction and that clarity, then I'm just, I kind of allow myself to meditate on all of that and drift right into sleep. Often that in the morning I will have the answers that I need.
Amen.
It just comes.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
But we got to engage in the process.
We got the process because you explained it. Thank you. Because sometimes people think you know what you're talking about. And people for the longest, I know people have told me that term, and I didn't know what it was until you really just clarified it.
Okay, good. And that's,
you know,
what it's
so for
about.
Me it was an awakening, you know, that because I've always heard meditation as being the chanting.
Right.
You know, not
right.
necessarily the stillness. And so I appreciate you clarifying that for our listeners. Now, one last question, and
sure.
I'm going to say on air that people, don't worry, we're going to pick Deborah back up because we have so many more questions for her. I know you're saying we're almost out of time. So, Deborah, can we have you come back this Sunday to do part B of this?
This Sunday, what time?
2:00.
Oh, that's perfect. I'd love to.
Okay, so don't worry about it. As you see, Deborah is committed to coming back at 2:00. So we're just going to ask her one last question to keep you in the thought process that we were flowing with,
right.
Which is you're going through and you're working on your activity and you're pursuing your dream.
Right.
How do you keep your energy up, Deborah, while you're working it out? Because we're going to get to the end in part B. But how do you keep up your energy so that you don't lose focus as you're writing and doing your motivational speaking?
Well, I've learned to listen to my body. My body tells me exactly what I need at all times. If I'm tired, it'll say, go sit down. Because, see, I'm a classic type A personality. I'm always doing something. Let me tell you, as a stay-at-home grandmother, my day, and I have four grandchildren here, my day is busy all the time. I'm preparing what I'm going to cook for the day for them. I'm ironing clothes. I think it was Monday. What's the day? Wednesday. Monday, I started ironing at 10 a.m. I didn't finish until 10 p.m. It was actually after 10 p.m. And I had been ironing all day, but I put the ironing board down here in the living room, and I'm watching TV or listening to music, and I just get it done, and I stop and take a little break here and there, and then I'll get up. The kids come in around 3:30, and they all come in hungry. So I get up and I make sure that I fit something for them so that when they come in, they can eat. And then I'm helping them to get through their homework. And, you know, helping my daughter because my daughter is doing her own thing. And you know, she's in the midst of building her business and doing the things that will take her to the next level. So I'm a support system for everyone in this house. And I provide the spiritual support for my lessons. For my grandchildren that will help to form a strong foundation as they grow and become adults. So, you know, I keep my energy up by just listening to my body. If I'm tired, I take a break. If I'm really tired and I need to take a nap, I take a nap. If I get up one day and my body says, not today, I will stay in bed until I'm feeling like I can get up and start moving around. And if when I do, my body says, okay, no work for you today. You know, my daughter has to, you know, do what she needs to do to get everything situated. The older kids have to pitch in and do whatever. And I sit back and say, look, Grandma's tired today. So I need a break. I need to rest. You know, and then I take supplements. I take Emergency, which is a powder I put in water that gives me that extra, all of those B vitamins and C vitamin. I take multivitamins. I do what I'm supposed to do. You know, I've dropped 40 pounds. I'm working on dropping another 30, so I'll be at my ideal weight. You know, so I'm taking care of myself in the process because it's impossible to take care of other people if we don't take care of ourselves. We have to be in top-notch shape in order to deliver top-notch support.
Amen. Well, Deborah, we've come to the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for telling us about the beginning stages of pursuing your passion and dreams. How to get started. You said you need to look to God first and get His okay.
Yes, ma'am.
To pray.
Absolutely.
Get to meditate. To not let the negative people or the naysayers bring you down or dissuade you from pursuing your dreams. And to keep up your energy by doing the things that you know to do to make you feel good, whether you need to lose weight, stay in shape, take supplements, be around positive people. If you need to rest, rest. If you need to exercise, exercise. But whatever it is that you need to do to give you that energy to do it. And
right.
These are all jewels.
And can I just say, I have an incredible man in my life who he makes sure that I'm doing the right things. Because the bottom line here is that, you know, when you have a partner in your life, partners are supposed to take care of each other. So he pulls my coat. If he thinks I've been doing too much and I haven't been paying attention, he pulls my coat. So, you know, God sends us what we need. We just have to be open to receiving it.
Amen. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for these jewels of wisdom. And I have a question for you. Where can people get a hold of you if they want you to come in and do a motivational presentation, to do a book signing, to get spiritual counseling? Where can they reach you best at?
Well, they can reach me either through Facebook. Facebook is my real networking vehicle. Anyone who is on Facebook, all you have to do is send. You can send me a private message if you like. You can post something on my wall, or you can send me a message through my email, which is drgodmdphd@aol.com. And those are the best ways
that?
To reach me. That's drgodmdphd@aol.com.
All right. Well, Deborah, thank you for coming and just blessing us once again. We look forward to having you come back this Sunday at 2 o'clock.
All
and
right.
Listeners, please come back as well to hear the wrap-up on how to see your vision, your dreams, and passion into fruition, because Deborah is not only a believer, she's a doer, and she has multiple books and presentations and accomplishments and accoutrements to testify to the fact that she follows through. And we want to learn the secrets to how do you follow through.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you. And listen, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring Lady Charmaine Day and guest starring Dr. Deborah Crawford was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on Deborah Crawford, please go to Facebook.com to contact her. And for more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.ladycharmainday.com. Again, that's www.ladycharmainday.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, and purchase books, CDs, DVDs, and T-shirts from my store. Also, if I'm your source of spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation, contribution, or tithe on the website. Again, that website is LadyCharmaineDay.com. This ministry thanks you for your continued support and contributions. And at this time, I want to thank our radio stations that air us, Blog Talk Radio and Blake Radio Network, for airing Taboo Talk. We can also be found on iTunes to download shows. So please, if you haven't got your daily dose, if you miss it live, go and download it, because it's food for the soul. And sometimes you don't get everything the first time you hear it. You got to play it back and play it back and rewind. Do what you got to do to get all the jewels, because I'm telling you, I have to rewind the tapes myself in order to get every jewel that I hear from the list, the participants on the show. Remember, people come on this show because they think that you are wonderful. Deborah is vested in making sure that you get the food that you need for your spirit. And she keeps coming back and back and back to bless you with the wisdom, knowledge, and experience that God has given her so that you can develop and grow into the best person possible. And I want to thank you, listener Taboo Talk, for tuning in today. You are incredible. Remember, you are special. Deborah, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Oh, you're welcome, and it was my pleasure.
It was my pleasure, too. Thank you. Take care, and goodbye.